We get to meet a new person today. How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
Well, but you're not new. You've been here.
Oh, wait.
But Laura Webster, the Director of School Age Care with the MCCSE, checks in with us this morning. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, good. Welcome to the party. And if you didn't bring an umbrella, that's no big deal. You can stand under the partition with us and hope the rain passes us by. But you've only been here since January. Where did you come to the MCC from? I know ending a sentence in a preposition isn't good, but we'll get on with things.
I'm actually from Bloomington.
Oh, good.
I grew up in all of the Bloomington schools, so I'm really, really happy to be back and working in the corporation.
And where were you before you came back to the MCCSE?
I had worked in several local areas. My background is in recreation and education, so this job is a great combination of both of those backgrounds. And I've just done a little bit all over Bloomington.
Excellent. And the Director of School Age Care for the MCCSE, I would be one of those people that would raise my hand and think I have an idea of what we're talking about, but if you pin me in the corner, I'd say I really have no idea what we're talking about. Tell us what the Director of School Age Care does.
Sure. I get to coordinate three major programs that are extensions of the school day and what the school does. So our first program that we offer is before and after school programs, and those are for school-age care kids, kindergarten through sixth grade, and they take place in the elementary schools. We also offer Ready, Set, Grow, which is our preschool program, and that serves kids 3 years to five, and those, again, take place in the elementary schools. And then we also have our adventure camp, which is our summer camp that's going on right now. It's a 7-week summer camp. And again, we use a school building, but what we provide is the traditional day camp experience for our students. So,
and who is eligible to be involved with these programs? I think sometimes people get confused on that as well.
Sure. Adventure camp serves any student. So they don't necessarily have to be a Monroe County school student, but they can come in and have that camp experience in our school. The same for Ready, Set, Grow, our preschool kids. These are kids that we're looking for in the community to come in and get that preschool experience and kindergarten readiness so that they're ready for kindergarten. The before and after school programs are designed mainly to serve the kids in the schools. So the main advantage there is that the kids get before and after care in their school, and they don't have to be transported off-site for those care needs.
Does that cost extra for parents who need to put their children in those programs?
They are fee-based programs, and they, you know, three different programs, three different fee structures.
Oh, sure, right.
But we do have the opportunity for scholarships for camp and for before and after care programs. We are the recipient of the 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant, which is federal funding, and it's a 4-year grant, and it has awarded us and enabled us to award scholarships for these two major programs.
And when you have these scholarship programs, how many is there a certain do you have to have do you have to sign up in time? Do you only have varying spots, or can anybody really get involved with this?
With Adventure Camp, the spots are pretty competitive. So we have lots of people wanting to come to camp, and we do have waiting lists for those scholarship spots. For before and after school programs, those are pretty open. We can serve lots and lots of kids. And what we look at are the free and reduced lunch guidelines. So if families are qualifying for free and reduced lunches and they go to a Title I school, they can qualify for after-school care at no charge. So that's a pretty big deal for 3 to 6 in the afternoon to be able to come to those sites.
And is that all funded through government grants, obviously, in the MCCSE budget? That's how that is all taken care of, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Very nice. Our guest this morning is Laura Webster. She's the Director of School Age Care. We also have in the Theater of Dreams here is the principal of Jackson Creek Middle School, Dave Pillars, with us this morning. And being here since January, has it gone as smoothly as you thought, or have there been some hiccups or roadblocks you think, wow, geez, I didn't think that would be a case?
You know, actually, I hit the ground running in January, and there's a great staff in place. One of the things that we're working on that we're really excited about is opening a new preschool site in Unionville in the fall. So we will have a new preschool, and we've been working really hard this summer to get that up and going. So it's just been a whirlwind of activity.
Excellent. Excellent. And then obviously Adventure Camp is the biggest thing going on this summer. And you mentioned it's a 7-week program. If I'm late to the party or just heard about that, can I still get involved?
Absolutely. We do have a few openings for camp. They can sign up. Families can sign up on a week-to-week basis, so you don't have to sign up for all 7 weeks.
Oh, but you can. That's an option.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to do that, if I can, I can give out our contact information.
Please.
The best way to get information about what week we have left would be to call the school-age care office, and that number is 812-330-7702. We also have information on the MCCSD website. So if they were to go to www.mccsd.edu and look for our school-age care link, we have all the information on there.
And that's for people, again, if they want to see what the schedules are, if they want to see how this works during the school year as well, whether they'd like to get involved or not to get involved. And I'm thinking down the road for myself because I'm going to send my little one to kindergarten next year. If the school age, the preschool and after school, is that something you have to sign up for the entire school year? How does that work, month to month, week to week?
We have different options. We have full-time care and part-time care. So you can somewhat tailor it to your needs. And then registration for before and after care stays open all year long. So if you decide things change in December and you need to pick up care in January for second semester, that's an option. So it's pretty wide open.
Great, and once you remove the hurdles, hopefully you get people involved with it, people seeing what it's like and getting amid the process, and then they see what benefit it brings, and that's what makes it exciting. Laura Webster is the Director of School Age Care, and again, Adventure Camps, very busy, very fun, very popular, and again, give us that phone number one more time, because when we talk about rain every day, we got to get those kids somewhere.
Absolutely. The School Age Care phone number is 812-330-7702.
Excellent. Well, Laura, we appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to getting caught up with you down the road. Don't forget, it is summertime. You're allowed to have some fun, too. Don't let all the kids have all the fun.
I'm telling you, we are having so much fun. It's big. It's messy. We're painting. You've got to come check it out.
And we'll have the Jackson Creek Power Washer team come down there and hose everybody off after a busy summer. Laura, great job. Well, it was great to meet you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much.